Welcome to Saturdays with Sir Roland, your weekly training guild on how to slay the dragons of vice with the weapons of virtue. Here's your guild master, the author of the Seven Deadly Dragons book series, and faithful knight to the one true light, Sir Roland Paterlot.
Greetings, young squires, maidens, moms, and dads. Today is the 18th day in the 10th month in the year of our Lord 2025, and it's a great day to learn the art of dragonslaying. That sound, young squires, means it's a feast day, and today we celebrate St. Luke, one of the four gospel writers. Now, Luke wasn't one of the original 12 disciples, so he didn't witness the events firsthand, but he investigated carefully, interviewing those who did know Jesus. Luke was a storyteller, a doctor, and a companion of St. Paul. He not only wrote the Gospel of Luke, but also the Acts of the Apostles, the story of the first Christians. But what sets Luke apart are his stories about Mary, stories no one else records. This leads us to believe Luke actually spent time talking with the Blessed Virgin herself. How cool is that? Moms always know their kids best, so if I wanted to learn as much as I could about Jesus, I would ask his mom. Luke was a smart guy. He was a doctor by trade, you know. Just imagine asking Mary questions like, what was Jesus' favorite color? Or how old was he when he took his first step? Or what was his favorite food? Or how far could he throw a football? Or did he do magic tricks at his birthday parties? Well, Luke doesn't answer those questions, sadly. He gives us something far more important, the story of God's love told through Mary's eyes. Speaking of looking at the story of God's love, today we're going to begin a new series on one of the most powerful weapons for slaying dragons, the Holy Rosary. It's a weapon I carry with me everywhere, a weapon to turn to when dragons attack, when we're afraid, lonely, or sad. It's also a weapon for joy, thanksgiving, and hope. Some say, but isn't the rosary boring? It's so repetitive. Well, that's exactly what the dragons want you to think. Yes, it is repetitive, but repetition makes champions and saints. We love what we know. My little brother loved Bambi because he watched it 848 times in a row, give or take a few. He knew every line. I was so sick of Bambi that I wanted to throw the TV out the window. But that shows something important. Repetition can either make you bitter or it can make you better. Repetition builds habits. Habits form character, and character shapes destiny. You become the books you read and the shows you watch and the stories you tell. If you want to be great at basketball, you practice your jump shot over and over. If you want to be a great artist, you draw again and again and again. And if you want to be a saint, you must practice the things that help you know, love, and serve God over and over again. That's why the rosary is so powerful. Each bead is a spiritual workout, strengthening your soul. Each mystery is a scene from the greatest adventure ever told, the life of Jesus and Mary. The more you enter the story, the more you become the story. Let's start with the first joyful mystery from Luke's first chapter, the Annunciation. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph. The angel said, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be?" And the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, for nothing will be impossible for God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Mary is a champion dragon slayer, and her first battle is against the red dragon of pride, using the mighty virtue of humility. She was just a young girl, poor, unknown, and living in a tiny village. What the angel asked seemed impossible. She could have been afraid of what people might think or what might happen to her. But she trusted God completely and said yes. When we read the scriptures as if we're being trained in the art of dragon slaying, it helps us to put ourselves in the story. So now picture this. You're lying in bed one night when an angel of God appears and says, "Listen, there's a huge fire-breathing dragon about to attack your village. The only one who can stop it is a noble knight who lives in Florida." Unless you live in Florida, then he lives in Ohio. The angel says, "Your king has chosen you to find the knight and bring him back." You panic. "Me? I can't even drive a car. People will laugh at me. I'd get grounded for leaving the house. I don't even know where Florida is." But the angel replies, "The Holy Spirit will lead you." Could you say yes? Could you trust God even when it sounds impossible? That's what Mary did. She said yes, not because she understood everything, but because she trusted everything to God. So my challenge for you this week is to pray the first decade of the joyful mysteries, one Our Father and 10 Hail Marys. But this time, I want you to pray each bead as if you're training to slay a dragon, training to trust God and His plan for your life. Each Hail Mary is training you to say yes to God, even when He asks you to do hard things. And the whole world is counting on your yes to God's call. And until next week, I'll leave you under the protection of St. Michael the Great Archangel, St. Joseph the Terror of Dragons, and Mary, Queen of the Angels, Our Lady of Grace, and the woman whose seed crushed the head of the dragon.
Hey everybody, Sir Topher here. I'm really excited for Sir Roland to begin venturing into the Holy Rosary series on the podcast. The Rosary is my favorite prayer for slaying dragons. When I was younger, my favorite sport was basketball, and just like Roland mentioned, to be a champion takes practice and repetition and lots of it. You make mistakes, you learn, and you keep going. Before every game, we would stretch, and each stretch, we would count to 10. Now, I don't know why, instead of counting to 10, I would pray a Hail Mary. It was about the same length of time. I asked for Mary's intercession to help our team win. Yeah, I know, kind of selfish. But what I didn't realize then was that Our Lady was using my love for basketball to bring me closer to her son. She knew I wanted to win on the court, but she had a bigger victory in mind. She wanted me to defeat dragons and become a saint. So I want to encourage all of you, parents and kids, whatever you're passionate about, dance, video games, sports, movies, art, math, music, Legos, whatever it is, try saying one Hail Mary before you begin, off your game, your project, or your playtime to the Blessed Mother. You'll be amazed how prayer can transform ordinary moments into dragon slaying moments. Now, on to the favorite songs from last week. Thank you to everyone who submitted your favorites. We got such a great mix, but the top two songs were Song of Salvation and One More Jewel. And our winners of the t-shirt drawing are Lady Evelyn and Sir Piers Owens from Louisiana. Here's what they wrote. We hail from Louisiana and love all your books. We're about to start reading them for the second time. Mom and Dad love all the 80s and 90s references. 8675309. Yeah, that one. One of our favorite parts was the runs. We got the runs. Or I got the runs. Yeah, I guess that was my part. That's kind of awkward. We laughed out loud. We cracked up at all your friends' names, especially Landon DePlain. It's an Owens family household name now. We've been using your examination of conscience for about a year, and we also do your Lenten challenge in Play Trader Tag. Our favorite song is Song of Salvation because the lyrics are so clever. You covered so much church history in just one song. We especially love the line, passing the baton to you. It really feels like a call to action, and we're inspired every time we hear it. Thanks for answering God's call. Fare thee well, Lady Evelyn and Sir Piers Owens. Lady Evelyn and Sir Piers, thank you so much for writing this thoughtful note. If you could please email us your t-shirt sizes, we'll send you each a free t-shirt. Thank you all so much for listening to the podcast. And until next week, stay holy and slay dragons.